Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Chicago, May wheat opened at 344, up 1.5 on the open. July, 357.5, up 1.75. September, 369.5, up 1. December, 388.5, up 2.75. March, 402.5, up 1 on the open. May corn opened at 235, up 3.75 on the open. July, 246, up 3.75. September, 257, up 3.75. December, 269, up 3. March, 278.5, up 3. May, 283.5, up 2.75 on the open. May oats opened at 181.5, up 1.75 on the open. July, 186.5, up 1.75. May soybeans opened at 598, up 22.75 on the open. July, 613, up 22.5. August, 615, up 19.5. September, 615, up 14.5. November, 624, up 14.5 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 174, up 280 on the open. July at 175 was up 310. May soybean oil opened at 25.55, up 38 on the open. July 26.15, up 50. Over at the Merc, May feeders opened at 165, down 37.5 on the open. August, 101.65, down 65. September, 190, down 75 on the open. April live cattle opened at 78.70, down 12.5 on the open. June, 73.35, up 5. May lean hogs opened at 66, down 22.5 on the open. June, 65.70, down 12.5. July, 66.75, down 17.5. August, 65.25, down 17.5 on the open. And May bellies opened at 87.90, down 22.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Azuzalo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Dave, you know it's going to be a tough day when one of our mutual contacts calls right before we go on the air and said, good luck explaining this one.
Well, I don't know that there's not a reason for what's going on in the bean pit. We had it sharply higher overnight. We broke the uptrend line on a weekly basis this week. Yesterday, soy oil led a late season charge to firm beans to unchanged levels, and it was up and running today. The fundamentals on the beans, the crush is improved for the oil because the stocks only increased by 10.5 million pounds. And if you look at the technicals, there's targets there at 26.40 for the bean oil. So I don't know that it's all that hard to explain.
Well, that and you throw in a new contract high in June gold and a brand new ETF, by Barclays coming out today for silver, another iShares ETF, and that I think garnered around 150,000 contracts in the first 10 minutes or 125,000 contracts or shares sold in the first 10 minutes of trade. So, yeah, but bean oil has been the real leader here as far as giving us a heads up, along with the idea that we've had ever since last Friday when we talked, and then earlier this week when we talked too, that there is fund short covering going on, and some would say it's because of the end of the month. I guess our mindset is we'd like to believe it's more due to the gold, it's more due to the dollar. Interesting to see, we've been talking about a dollar low for quite some time, ever since we started doing seminars this winter, and we have in jeopardy of breaking through some of the technical support here, a key technical support level. We're only about 10 ticks away from taking out the August 05 low and the June dollar right now of 86.02. So that's something else that probably has snuck up on the market. And when you see the bean oil going higher, you're probably going to have to associate that with the dollar and the gold if you're in our line of work.
And then you'll also throw on top of all we've mentioned, we took out the 50-day moving average yesterday. We're above the 100-day moving average as we speak right now. I guess the question is, can we finish the week strong and end up ahead of the 598.5 from the 31 March and the July?
We can, we think. A, because we did see a much lighter delivery pace than expected. Obviously, the carrying charge in the market is giving the holders of the grain, and whether it's corn, beans, or wheat, it's giving them the potential to hold on a little bit longer. We also don't have a lot of cash movement right now at this time period, but probably the most provoking issue that we're going to have to deal with is this issue of the fund positioning, because we noted that Kansas City wheat, you know, the fundamental bull out there, if anything is, you know, gapped lower, looks like a technical double top, and now we have closed below, as of yesterday, its 50-day moving average. So you can see, I think, and we'll probably prove this right on the Commitment of Traders report, at least part of it, since it's as of Tuesday, but we'll probably see a lot of jerking around and monkeying around with fund positioning in all the agricultural commodities.
So have we hit your upside technical objectives for beans at this point?
We have. We've been talking about the 625 overvalue, Dave. We are going to beg the market a little bit more, and we're going to ask it to try and test the 630 high in November from March 2nd. We're going to see if we can put that high, you know, to the test and see if we can't maybe probe that and really get up there towards the old trading range that we were dealing with for several months. You know, you combine that with where we opened. I always like days where the opening price and the high are the exact same one, and May Beans did that for us today. So we suspect that if we can get back up and muster the energy for May Beans to go back up to 598, test the opening and the high, and we can go through that, you'll uncover probably some short-term buy stops, some folks that sold it right after the open, and you know, really try and uncover some real upside potential then.
All right, let's turn our attention then to the corn market. Yesterday, we saw December corn go down and test its 50-day moving average, bounced off that, finished at the top of the range. Now this morning, pushed back through the March 31st high at 267. What are you looking for there?
Well, it too is contending with the outside forces like the gold and the crude, as well as the planting issues and as well as what's going on in the wheat. And so corn, probably this is one of the weeks that in the last 7 or 8 probably has the most outside and multiple factors, you know, churning it around to the point where you can't make heads or tails of it. And you can kind of see that in the technical action today and yesterday and the day before. We've seen some gap filling, but yet we didn't, you know, fill the complete gap. We, you know, toggled around that 50-day moving average like you talked about, but we didn't really want to go there, it seemed like. And so our mindset, it goes back to we probably won't get an answer today as far as whether corn is changing trend or whether it's still in a correction and of an uptrend. We would suspect that if the beans can hold on to these kind of gains and maybe even probe to new highs, if the wheat market can turn around and make new highs on the day, then the corn will follow suit. But I have a hard time right now with how you view this corn market with the rain coming. If you take one model and it says it's going to dump a lot of rain in the west where it's extremely dry and then lighten up the precip amounts and get people back in the fields in the eastern corn belt when you really, where you really need it, that's almost perfect weather for replenishing soil moisture and getting the guys that are a little bit behind back in the fields very quickly with a nice seed bed. So it's a tough call right now in corn when you mix the weather into it.
Got to talk about the wheat market and the head and shoulders top that started way back on December, 9th or thereabouts. And we did invade yesterday the neckline of that, but we're up again today. Do you still view Kansas City as the key to the Chicago wheat market?
We do, and we also view the wheat as a whole, the key to the corn, and that's why we pushed up our hedging. One of the 11 factors why we pushed up our hedging recommendations and took some call profit this week in the corn. But for now, you take the technicals at face value in Kansas City and Chicago wheat. The contacts that we have up at the board are still very negative, the Chicago futures. Yesterday's stronger performance, they'd attribute that to spread unwinding from the other pits in Casey and Minneapolis. And so the technical and fundamental mindset in the short term is still negative. The only thing we would sit out there is at some point, the wheat will go down to a price, and I suspect it's probably going to be around that 340, 345 level in July futures in Chicago, that if you get down there, you've taken up enough risk premium out, and the market will start to say, well, how much good did this rain actually do, especially if the temperatures start to warm up next week. So there's probably a downside target objective, but there's probably a leash on how far down this thing can go.
Thanks much, Mike.
Thank you, Dave. Have a nice one.
You too. Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at lincolnlandagrienergy.com.
Current prices on lead options: May wheat in Kansas City, 422 down a quarter. Chicago May wheat, 341 and three quarters down three quarters. May corn, 235 up three and three quarters. May beans, 594 up 18 and three quarters. May soybean meal, 175 up 380. May soybean oil, 25.72 up 55. You're listening to WILL Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.